I'll start us off with some concerning news about a starting quarterback in the NFL. That would be one Matthew Stafford LA Rams. This could be his final year. We knew that going in, and I told you the Rams, I still think they're, other than Philly, one of the two, three best teams in the NFC, although they're not favorites to win their division. That would be the 49ers, and now I'm kind of backing off the Rams, Cody, because Matthew Stafford is dealing with a slipped disc.
Seems bad for a quarterback.
Neck. Given his age as well, we could see Jimmy Garoppolo maybe having to start a game. They got a month to the season, so they're not saying Stafford won't be ready. But I don't like this, that heading into the season, he's dealing with what I'll call like an old man injury. I don't like this at all.
No, that is an old man injury. Slip disc for a contact sport feels like a very
serious one. In his neck?
Hell, if he played anything but quarterback, you would be counting him out for a huge chunk of the season as a result of that. The only reason they'll probably even consider getting him ready is because he plays at least a slightly lower contact position than some of the other guys. And yeah, I was with you. I thought, you know, like sleeping on the Rams, at least offensive ability, at the very least, Gold, where you're like, dude, I mean, they got some guys on offense. You got to think that they could put up some points. Kyren Williams got paid, so he's happy. The wide receivers, you got to think that they were in a good spot. But yeah, Stafford's not healthy. I don't think I'm as high on him. I might be picking the 49ers.
Yeah, look, he might still play week one. It's just, it doesn't look good, not only for week one, but is he available for a full 17 or, I guess, 18?
I will say the Rams are probably one of the teams that relate to my All-32. If they were worse at it, which is certainly not the case to be there, are teams going to view this suck-for-luck version of the NFL quarterback stuff? We understand there's still a lot of good quarterbacks coming in. People expect
Nussmeier
and some others. But Archie Manning was doing an interview and said, Arch will be at Texas in 2026, trying to make it very clear that Arch has no plan to enter the NFL draft after the season. There were some rumblings there, and certainly some NFL draft
people. What if he has a Heisman year, though?
Who think that that was the case. But, do you not go into this thought process thinking, you know, because it feels like the Saints are one of those teams, going into this process hoping you're going to get Arch if he's not going to be available?
I think they're just trying to lower expectation, too, going in. I mean, if I don't know if they'll do this,
hype
but if you
high.
Told me that Arch Manning had a good enough season to where he was a Heisman candidate, a legit Heisman candidate, got invited to New York, and if scouts in everybody's telling him that he would be the number one quarterback taken, if that's actually where we get to in December, you're telling me he's not going out of college football? I don't buy it. Now, maybe he's just not that good, and so it's no-brainer he stays in. That's what might end up being the case. I'm just saying, if he has the type of season where he becomes the clear number one quarterback, then why are you staying in?
I mean, I wonder if just based on the amount of money that you can make, if the team that you're like is like, I don't know about this situation, yada, yada,
number
yada.
One overall pick, though.
Did you watch the clip of Brian Kelly, Drew, from the SEC doc
yes.
on Netflix?
Yep.
There's a clip of him in
talking
a car.
About Garrett.
Working with Garrett Nussmeier's agent. It looks like a nightmare for these college coaches.
The weird part, too, Cody, you mentioned that hit Garrett Nussmeier's agent is also Brian Kelly's agent.
Oh, wow.
That makes it even weirder.
Yeah. No kidding.
Definitely some awkward. It's got to be a weird conversations, you know, in college football. It's just a weird time.
It is a weird time for the sport, but yeah, the Arch Manning stuff, it certainly will be a talking point. It feels like
I just
everybody
don't buy the extra money thing I buy, guys, when we talk about, oh, he's going to be a late first rounder or a second rounder. I'm sorry, if you were told you're going to be the number one overall pick,
you go out.
You don't stay and you're not making more money in college in that scenario. No, absolutely not.
So mine is about a rookie quarterback for this year. It feels like the Browns are, so Shedeur Sanders is going to get the start. It feels like, it just feels weird. He's had one full practice with the ones. The way that this comes across is, we're going to give you a shot just to say that we're giving you a shot. This is one and done for Shedeur, where if he goes out and he's okay, or if he struggles at all whatsoever, the Browns are just going to say, well, we tried, and it's a lost cause. It feels like they're not making it as easy as it could be, or they're putting a little bit of pressure on him, essentially, in this one game of, this is your only shot, dude. Go out and do it. We've given you one practice with the ones. Go and try to make something happen. It just feels a little icky. I don't know.
I don't view it that way at all. I think a couple things. They have quarterback injuries all over the place. He's only one of two.
Gabriel's not practicing.
He's one of two healthy quarterbacks. They just went and signed Snoop Huntley because of it. So I think it is that, hey, you've been in camp with us the whole time, and you're healthy. You're playing. I think that's all
that's
this
a great
is.
Opportunity
this
for Shedeur
this
Sanders.
Isn't some conspiracy that they're trying to make him look bad or something like that. That's wild. I just think he's one of the healthy quarterbacks. Also, let's not forget, guys, he was a fifth-round quarterback. They don't owe him anything.
you know, they don't owe him protection in this situation. The first preseason game and the third preseason game, and I think their first unofficial depth chart similar to this, which is like a media-based one, or like a Chiefs media, like an internal employee, but not the coaching staff-based one, had him as the fourth-string quarterback. It's a huge...
He was drafted after Dylan Gabriel. It makes sense.
If I were Sanders, I'd be viewing this as a massive opportunity. What if I look good? What if I create a little buzz for myself? It's not like they do complicated defenses in which they're sending you 97 blitz schemes in a preseason game, Drew. It should be base stuff.
I get that, but I think that along with the whole Jimmy Haslam coming out and saying it wasn't my pick, it was Andrew Berry's pick, like it just feels really weird. Like Jimmy Haslam basically suggested, I didn't want them to take Shador, but they took Shador anyways. Now we have two rookie quarterbacks. Like the whole, and I don't know if that's just because it's the Browns and that news is getting out. It just feels like they have no choice to play Shador. They'd probably rather him not, like they wouldn't start him normally.
I think,
but they haven't. They've given him one practice with the ones when. I don't know. It just comes
across as a little weird. He's not number one or number two on the depth chart. He's healthy, but he was drafted after Dylan Gabriel. I don't know why everybody acts so shocked that Shador Sanders is not getting a bunch of reps with the number ones. He was a fifth-round draft pick. That would happen. The only reason why we're acting like it's crazy is because his name is Shador Sanders. Any other fifth-round draft pick, we would not be saying, man, can you believe they're not giving him a bunch of first-team reps? That's just how this usually works. I'm curious to see how he looks, though, coming up over the next couple of
days. I think
he's
going to look good.
I hope so.
At this point, if he is good, Gold, what do you do for the Browns? Like, there's no reason for him.
Play him.
If he looks really good, then he has to play. And if he doesn't play, then there's something going on.
I think that's
what this can create.
But a guy can look good in a preseason game and still not look good in practice situation.
Yeah, but I'm sure Dylan Gabriel is not looking any better, you know?